You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, Trent Bray is taking a lot of heat for the Beavers.
It's not going good down in Corvallis. Recently. It's about to get worse.
But is it all his fault? Someone asked a good question on the text line about Oregon State. And do you think, considering the Pac-12 situation and everything that's gone on with the Beavers, even if Jonathan Smith had stayed, are they...
They're better off, but it would still be a rough
go. Yeah, I was going to say, it's like, I mean, sure, I think their team looks better.
Yes.
With Smith as the head coach over Bray, but how much better? I mean, like,
I don't know
how much he could have saved.
Does Child stick around? Do you stave off some of the mass defections?
You might keep Child. Sounds like he liked Jonathan Smith.
He liked Jonathan Smith.
But you also have to come up with money to
keep
Child.
You got to come up with money. But, you know, they've done an okay job. They kept Martinez for a little bit. You know, they went out and spent money on Malik Murphy, who, you know, from a stat standpoint, last week was solid. So they've for what they have to work with, they've done an okay job coming up with NIL in the face of adversity. And Jonathan Smith was a team builder. He ran a good offense. So, I mean, and a lot of the coaching staff obviously went with him. They would have been in much better shape. I just think Trent Bray is in over his head. I don't think he's a well-liked guy. I think he's rubbing people the wrong way, and they're not winning. So, I just feel very strongly that this would be a much better situation had Jonathan Smith stayed. But would it be great? No. But remember, this was a team that was telling people, hey, with the schedule we have these next 2 years and with the resources we have and with the advantage we have over our competition from a talent standpoint and resources, it's not as if they're playing in the Big Ten. There's no excuse for Oregon State to be losing the games that they're losing. They have now lost to Fresno State. They got beat by Nevada. They were shut out by Air Force, for God's sakes. Whatever you think of where Oregon State's at, from a talent standpoint and a resources, you are better than these schools, which is why when I looked at this schedule this year, the Cal game was the one that I was like, oh, we'll see. Everyone thought that they were, you know, going to take care of Cal. Cal whooped their ass. But the Fresno game, that's a prime example. There's no excuse for losing that game. Like it, going into the new Pac-12, you thought that Boise, Washington State, and you would kind of be the torchbearers for that. And I think in less than in a year and a half, I feel like all the advantages that you had going into that conference, you've kind of pissed them away, which is why you've got to find a way to stabilize this. These next 2 weeks are going to be tough. There's nothing you're going to do about that. But those finals, those final eight games, there's not a team on the schedule that should overwhelm you. And so you got to start stacking some wins and start mending some relationships with kids, with coaches, because what you can't do is have the fans turn into apathy, all the local coaches turn their back on you, and the kids locally that you're going to rely on to kind of be that foundation of your program, you know, because you're going to have to get some of those local kids. You can't afford to turn those people away. And that's my fear with Bray.
Hello.
Is that's where this is going.
Hey, bring back Mike Riley. What do you think about that? Still around?
Well, and again, I understand why you went with Trent Bray, but I think that's one of the problems is I think Oregon State is trying to hold on to the past as opposed to trying to look and find something for the future. And again, I look no further than Washington State, who lost their guy and went through a very similar situation. They found an innovative coach out of South Dakota, and they're sitting at 2-0 and are not having these discussions.
But what if they lose to North Texas this week?
Well,
because they're underdogs.
They're underdogs.
So
I mean, look, it's a tough spot to be in regardless. And like you said, Washington State, Dickert left, and he said all the right things about I'm not going anywhere and 10 toes down. He took the first train out of town and went to Wake Forest. Make no mistake, no one has had a rougher go these last 2 years than Washington State and Oregon State. But it feels like you're taking a bad situation and you're making it worse. And he has to find a way to stabilize this and not let this thing go into the side of the mountain. And you got NIL people that are bitching and complaining. You know, people that are writing letters criticizing leadership from top to bottom. I mean, it's just bad. And no, I don't think all that would be happening had Jonathan Smith stayed.
Someone on the text line says Smith could be available soon. Really?
No. I mean, it's not going great at Michigan State, but he's got a pretty big deal.
And he's not coming back. He's going to stay in the Power Four. He's not coming. He's not going back down a level.
Aren't they 2-0?
I think they're 1-1.
I thought they won that game.
Did they win?
Yeah, the overtime game. They beat Boston College.
Oh, well, then they'll be 2-0.
Yeah, so I don't know. They don't like him down there or something?
I just, you know, last year was not a banner year, but Michigan State is a program that has some patience. And you know that Jonathan Smith, yeah, they're 2-0. So, and by the way, they got Youngstown State. They're about to be 3-0. So to say that Jonathan Smith is in any sort of danger at Michigan State, stop.
I've never even heard that.
No.
Apparently, their AD being fired liquidated half of Smith's buyout, cut it by 50%.
Okay. Was that recent, their AD?
That was in May.
Okay.
After 1 year?
Well, you know, the new AD, that's not his head coach.
No, it is not.
That's always a thing.
Yeah. Right. I just, like I said, this season is just, it's setting up to be problematic because of the next 2 weeks. And by the way, I think this is the last Civil War on the books for a while.
Saw that.
If this goes bad, I don't know if maybe you look at maybe putting a pause on that.
It sort of feels like both the Civil War and Apple Cup may go away here.
It's possible. I mean, we'll see how this goes. Washington State beat them last year.
I thought they had at least another year of the Apple Cup, though. Do they?
I think the Apple Cup has another. I think they actually have a couple
years, maybe.
But I believe this is the last of the Civil Wars that are on the books.
We talked about this when they put it back on the schedule, because they didn't play it a couple years ago, right? The Civil War?
No, it's been played.
I think it's been.
I thought it's been played always.
No, I don't think there's ever been a break in it.
Well, we always had the. I thought there was, but anyway.
I don't think so.
We had the discussion of why are you. Like, if you're the Beavers, why do you want to play the Ducks? And if you're the Ducks, why do you want to play the Beavers?
Well, that happened when the league split, but they've never not played it.
And, of course, we talk about, well, you have to play it. It's, you know, keep the rivalry. And I remember talking about it at the time. I don't see why they would play now. I mean, I know history and all that, but things change. It sucks.
Yes.
But I think they should put it to bed. I don't know. It's not the same.
Well, unfortunately, I think if you're Oregon State, it feels like this is going to be one of those where you're getting a payday and they're getting a W. And I'm not certain if that's what that's what you want.
So but see, the thing about it is it's not, there's ebbs and flows to these rivalries.
Yes.
It's not always going to be close. You're basing it off of, well, if it's a good game or the teams are pretty close, then keep it. I don't think it can work that way in terms of scheduling.
I guess what I'm saying is you're entering in a world, the new Pac-12 deal is $6 million. And it goes up to 10 at the end. And that's total. The Big Ten deal is paying 80 and 90 mil. You just have to accept the fact that going forward, if you're an Oregon State fan, this is not going to be a game that you want to circle. This is going to be, it's going to be bad most years.
I just wouldn't play it. It's early in the season.
Yes.
So that loses some of the luster.
Yeah.
It's just not the same. So why are we holding on to the history of it for the history?
It's one of those. If you think it's important to keep the in-state rival and you're okay with, like, you know, licking your wounds and then maybe once in a blue moon, you rise up and try to pull an upset and grab one. But this gap is great, and it's only going to keep getting bigger. And that's up to, I, you know, I don't think Oregon minds it. I just don't know if it's in Oregon State's best interest, and I don't know what the fans think. I mean, that's above my pay grade. So, but I don't know. I think for Oregon State, you have bigger fish to fry right now, and that's just, you have to find a stable footing. And I think you have a bare minimum. I give this thing another 6 weeks to make, and like, if Bray doesn't have this thing figured out 4 or 5 weeks from now, I think you have to, you got to truncate this before the disease spreads.
Saw today, you know who's a big sharp play this week? Oregon State, plus 24.
Yeah.
Go ahead and bet the Beavs at your own peril, as we like to say on this
show. I'm not touching that. I'm just not.
Well, you know, the Sharps, you know, they, it's oftentimes, it's about numbers. It's not about
teams.
Yeah,
it's extracting value.
Yeah, and I think what they're saying is Texas Tech is now overvalued, and Oregon State is now undervalued.
And that makes sense.
Oftentimes, when you see the when you see these numbers, they get super inflated because the whole world thinks Texas Tech.
So maybe it's closer to 21, but I still don't want to sniff it.
And so that's what, so sharp bettors with big money, they'll just bet that because they get 3-point value.
If they see a big enough discrepancy, it's worth firing on. That's how you play the game.
They don't care about Oregon State or Texas Tech. They're just like, oh, that shouldn't be that way based on these numbers. And so they, the more bets they place like that, the more that they win.
Yeah.
But that's not to say this one particular one will win. You know what another one is Northwestern. A lot of people are on Northwestern.
Boy, again, I'm
not this guy.
I'm not touching that.
Not people.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm not touching that. I just, and I'll be interested to see Houston too, because that's, you know, Houston's 2-0, right?
Wait, what are we talking about, Houston?
Because we're talking about the Beavs, right? So Houston.
Oh, they play the Beavs.
So Oregon State the next 2 weeks
play Texas Tech and Oregon.
Yes,
and then they play Houston.
And then they play Houston.
Ah, okay.
And so, like it, the next 2 weeks. It's going to be a bloodbath. And then like you get to the other side of it and then there's Houston, and I haven't watched Houston, but they are 2-0. And so we're saying like on the other side of this, things should lighten up. I want to see what Houston does against Colorado, because if Houston looks pretty good, if you're Oregon State, you could be staring at two just colossal bad games here. And then a really tough one with Houston. You just, at some point, you have to find a way to turn the ship around, and it ain't getting turned around in the next 2 weeks. So I think Trent Bray may be coaching for his life and the program's soul come Houston.
And, well, a lot of it depends on what it looks like too, because look, it's just take Mike Gundy, for example.
Yeah.
You know, Oklahoma State comes to Oregon and loses 45-20.
Yeah.
It's a different conversation than Oklahoma State losing 69-3.
Yes.
So it does matter what happens at Texas Tech and against Oregon.
That's
you have to look better. You have to minimize your special teams mistakes. Yeah. You have to minimize your penalties.
It's a fair point.
It's got to look better. Yes. Nobody expects you to win.
No.
But you have to.
You can't embarrass yourself.
And then if you look better in those two games, people will expect Houston You know, that's where it's like, okay, well, now you got to win.
Now you got to win.
But if they look just as dreadful as they did last week, it's nail in the coffin.
Yeah. It's a valid point. Valid point. It is funny that, like, right, 42 to 20, even though it's an ass kicking, maybe there's, you can find some positive, but you're right. 69 to 3,
dude.
Yeah.
It was the worst loss in Oklahoma State history.
Yeah. Yeah. The good thing about Texas Tech, as you mentioned, there's a look ahead game because they play Utah. And I don't know if Lanning wants to kick Oregon State when they're down. That doesn't seem like, you know.
That's an interesting angle.
Well, I mean,
I think you're right.
Oklahoma State was like hammer nail, you deserve this. I'm not certain. And he knows. He knows what's happening
over
there.
He does know. And he already got his revenge for the.
The loss.
Well, and the following loss for them is Penn State. So you may be taking guys off the field anyways just to keep them fresh.
Right. So there may be some.
That's a good.
There may be, you know.
Look ahead value right there.
You need
look
some. You need
Oregon some. State plus 41.5.
you got to find a way.
Oregon beat Oklahoma State 69-3. That was the biggest margin in Power 4 non-con since 1996.
Did you see the stat that in Oklahoma State history, it was their worst loss since 1907, and the following week, Oklahoma became a state?
Wait, it was Oklahoma State before they were a state?
Before they were officially a state. Oh. They were calling themselves that before they got the official federal go-ahead or whatever.
As Dan Lanning said, if you can come here and talk S. God. Next time, just shh.
Today, we're the ball.
Start being complimentary now.
All right. Let's go
with the
Let's go with the
I do love that clip.
Let's go with the
So great. He's all red-faced.
I know.
Today, we're the f***ball!
Let's look at the Heisman. Next. Here's Buck.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.